La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
The Forum for Historical Memory of the Campo de Gibraltar, in collaboration with the Government of Gibraltar, is publishing a book which will be officially launched in December. It's about the Republican ship José Luis Díez, which was disguised as a British destroyer to try to pass through the Strait of Gibraltar during the Civil War, but was attacked and badly damaged by nationalist vessels and took refuge in Gibraltar. This caused a major dilemma for the Gibraltar and UK authorities because of their pact not to intervene in the Civil War, and also because many of them were on Franco's side in the conflict. In the end, the ship was repaired in secret by workers in Gibraltar who were supporters of the Republic. That, unfortunately, was not the end of the story. When she tried to leave Gibraltar, somebody warned the enemy ships and she was attacked again and ran aground in Catalan Bay. It's a fascinating story. The book looks at the ship's eventful history, the human side of its captains and crew, the dilemma it caused to the Gibraltar and UK authorities, and what happened in the end. We've been fortunate enough to have contributions from historians Dr. Gareth Stocky and Luis Miguel Cerdero, and the main text of the book has been written by Francis Silva from Gibraltar, and he's with us now to talk about it. Francis, welcome.
Thank you.
When did you first become aware of the José Luis Díez story, and what was it about it that interested you so much?
Well, it was an exhibition in Gibraltar organised by Unite the Union on the Spanish Civil War and Gibraltar I saw all the pain and the suffering that the Republican side suffered during the war, and the refugees in Gibraltar. There was also the naval history of the era, which I didn't know much about. So I dug into the history of it. And then my friend Michael Neto knew about the research that I had started on the ship in particular, and he encouraged me to write something on it for the Foro de la Memoria del Campo de Gibraltar. The aim was to write a clearer, more readable version of all the correspondence back and forth from Gibraltar to London. And this then encouraged me to write a second piece based on something that I had already started some time back, which was the story of the captains and the crew and everything that happened to them, which was rather dramatic since the beginning of the war.
And to write something like that, you must have had to do an awful lot of research. What did that involve?
Yes, I started with some internet articles, and I started looking at the local newspapers in Gibraltar. I went to the National Archives. I found a file on the ship, which was kept in a separate room. I had to ask the government permission to access to that file.
This was in Gibraltar?
In Gibraltar, yeah. And they gave me permission, and later on it was the file was declassified. It was kept with the secret files of Gibraltar. I made some inquiries in London, in the National Archives in Kew, and I was able to obtain copies of several files from the Admiralty and the Foreign Office. And I also found a booklet written by a crew member that was published in Spain some time back, which gave a first-hand account of some of the things that happened to the crew during the trip to Gibraltar and subsequently.
That must have been fascinating.
It was. I mean, over a full year, I was collecting and sifting through hundreds of pages of documents in order to produce a text that would encompass the whole story of the ship. And many of the stories in the narrative, particularly those from books which I read subsequently to this research, they corroborate a lot of what this booklet, which I found in Spain, told. So it was very interesting to see both sides of the correspondence both in Gibraltar and in London, and then see what the crew members themselves wrote about what happened inside the ship during those critical days when they tried to pass the Straits of Gibraltar.
And that must have taken you some time to gather all that research.
Yes, I've been at it for over a year. I'm sifting through the documents, trying to make it clearer than from the documents available.
We do notice, reading the book, that there's an awful lot of in-depth information, which I personally doubt you would find in many other places. But you've also written articles and given talks about this ship, haven't you? Would you like to tell us about those?
Yes, I wrote an article recently for the Gibraltar Heritage Trust Journal on the salvage operation when the ship ran aground in Gibraltar. This is being published now in November. And I also gave a talk last month in October for the members of the Trust at the John McIntosh Hall, where I explained my research and gave a bit of a background story of the ship and his crew whilst in Gibraltar.
Because there's quite a lot of interest in Gibraltar in the José Luis Díez, isn't there, anyway?
There is. There's the local element. Many of the working population were pro-Republican at the time, during the Civil War. So there is a lot of interest in the ship.
You mentioned the Gibraltar Heritage Trust. Can you tell us more about that? What is it?
Yes, it's a statutory body in Gibraltar for the preservation of heritage buildings. It forms part of the Development and Planning Commission of the Gibraltar government. And it publishes a journal once a year with articles on Gibraltar history and heritage. And it also provides talks and tours to its members to different historical sites around Gibraltar.
Very interesting. And that's for visitors to Gibraltar as well as local people, I imagine.
Visitors to Gibraltar can apply, but there's mostly for its members.
The José Luis Díez has taken up so much of your time for so long. What are you going to do once this book is published? Do you have plans for another project?
Well, I'm a history buff, so I'm always interested in research and researching history, particularly military history. Lately, I've been researching other materials on, for example, the 100-ton gun, which I intend to publish in the Heritage Trust Journal as well. And perhaps the research could end up in a book on Victorian artillery. I could have written more on the ship with the material that I have, but time was of the essence to publish this edition, so perhaps an extended edition in the future. The good thing about research is that you never know where it's going to take you. You start with one lead and it takes you to something else. And there's a myriad of interesting facts that you could write upon. It's fascinating, and archival research is addictive because there's a treasure trove of material to read and to discover.
This certainly is going to be a fascinating book. It will be published in English in December and in Spanish next year. Francis Silva, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.